Following a low-residue diet can make a big difference for anyone struggling with digestive issues, including IBS, Crohn's disease, or those preparing for medical procedures like a colonoscopy. This diet focuses on reducing the amount of undigested food passing through your intestines, making digestion easier and more comfortable. While the concept may sound restrictive, a low-residue diet does not mean you have to compromise on nutrition or flavor. By choosing the right foods, like a low-fiber diet, lean proteins, and cooked vegetables, you can enjoy balanced meals that support better digestion and overall health. In this guide, we will explore the best meal plans, foods to eat and avoid, and practical tips to help you follow a low-residue diet with ease. What is a low-residue diet? A low-residue diet is used to reduce the amount of undigested food moving through your digestive system. By limiting foods high in fiber and other hard-to-digest ingredients, this diet helps ease bowel movements, reduce bloating, and improve overall digestive comfort. While it is similar to a low-fiber, low-residue diet, the focus is slightly different. A low-residue diet emphasizes minimizing residue, indigestible matter, in your intestines, whereas a low-fiber diet generally focuses on reducing overall fiber intake. Both approaches, however, often include foods with a low-fiber diet like white rice, refined pasta, peeled fruits, and cooked vegetables. This diet is particularly useful for individuals with digestive disorders such as IBS, Crohn's disease, or diverticulitis. Patients preparing for medical procedures, including a colonoscopy. People recovering from surgery or experiencing digestive discomfort, where easing the workload on the intestines is crucial. By following a low-residue diet, you can maintain nutrition while supporting a gentler, more manageable digestive process. In the next sections, we will explore foods to eat and avoid, sample meal plans, and expert tips to make this diet easy and effective for everyday life. Foods to eat on a low-residue diet. Choosing the right foods is the key to a successful low-residue diet. The goal is to reduce the workload on your digestive system while still getting enough nutrients for energy and overall health. Here is a detailed guide on what to include. 1. Foods with low-fiber diet. These are the backbone of a low-residue plan. Grains, white rice, refined pasta, plain white bread. Fruits, peeled and cooked fruits like applesauce, bananas, and canned peaches. Vegetables, well-cooked or peeled vegetables such as carrots, zucchini, and pumpkin. Proteins, lean meats, fish, eggs, and tofu. Dairy, low-fat milk, yogurt, and soft cheeses. These choices help minimize undigested residue, making meals easier to digest. 2. Foods high in carbs but low in fiber. Some carbohydrate-rich foods are naturally low in fiber and ideal for this diet. Potatoes, peeled and cooked. White bread and bagels. Rice cakes and crackers. Plain cereals like cornflakes or puffed rice. Including these foods ensures you get enough energy without putting extra strain on your digestive system. 3 tips for eating on a low-residue diet. Cook fruits and vegetables. This breaks down fibers, making them easier to digest. Peel skins whenever possible. Skins often contain insoluble fiber that increases residue. Choose refined grains over whole grains. White rice, pasta, and bread reduce residue significantly. Avoid seeds and nuts. They are difficult to digest and increase residue in the intestines. By focusing on these foods with a low-fiber diet and foods high in carbs but low in fiber, you can create meals that are both satisfying and gentle on your digestive system. Foods to avoid on a low-residue diet. To make your low-residue diet useful, it is important to know which foods to avoid. These foods are high in fiber, hard to digest, or increase intestinal residue, which can cause bloating or discomfort. 1. High fiber foods. Whole grains like whole wheat bread, brown rice, and oats. Legumes, including beans, lentils, chickpeas, and peas. Nuts and seeds. These foods are nutritious but create more residue, so they should be limited or avoided entirely while following a low-residue diet. 2. Raw or tough vegetables. Raw greens like broccoli, cabbage, and kale. Fibrous vegetables such as celery and bell peppers. Cooking and peeling vegetables can reduce their fiber content, making them easier to digest. 3. Spicy, greasy, or fried foods. Fried snacks, fast food, and fatty meats. Hot spices or heavy sauces. These foods can irritate your digestive system and counteract the benefits of a low-residue diet. 4. Foods high in fiber but low in carbs. Some vegetables and seeds are high in fiber but low in carbohydrates. Brussels sprouts, artichokes, and asparagus. Chia seeds, flax seeds, and other fiber-rich toppings. While healthy in other diets, these items are unsuitable for a low-residue plan. Tip: always read food labels and avoid items labeled high fiber or whole grain when following a low-residue diet. By avoiding these foods, you can ensure your meals are gentle on your digestive system while still getting enough nutrients from approved foods. Sample low-residue diet meal plan. Creating a balanced meal plan on a low-residue diet does not have to be complicated. The goal is to focus on foods with low-fiber diet options that are gentle on your digestive system while still keeping your meals enjoyable. Here's a simple one-day meal plan you can follow. Breakfast. Scrambled eggs with white toast. Peeled banana. A glass of low-fat milk. This combination provides protein, easy to digest carbs, and essential nutrients without adding too much fiber. Lunch. Grilled chicken breast with cooked zucchini and white rice. Applesauce as a side. Herbal tea or plain water. White rice and peeled vegetables help reduce residue while still giving your body energy. Snack. Rice cakes with a thin spread of smooth peanut butter. Yogurt without seeds or fruit chunks. These light snacks keep you satisfied without straining your digestion. Dinner. Baked salmon with mashed pumpkin and peeled, cooked green beans. A slice of refined white bread. Warm chamomile tea. This dinner balances protein, healthy fats, and foods high in carbs but low in fiber for easy digestion. Extra tips for meal planning. Always peel fruits and vegetables before cooking. Use refined grains instead of whole grains. Stick to lean proteins like chicken, turkey, fish, or eggs. Drink plenty of water to support digestion. This low-residue diet meal plan provides variety, ensures proper nutrition, and keeps your digestive system calm. Benefits of a low-residue diet. This diet helps reduce bowel movements and makes digestion easier. Here are the key benefits. 1. Reduces digestive strain. Eating foods with low-fiber diet options allows the intestines to rest and heal, reducing discomfort like bloating, cramping, and gas. 2. Supports recovery after surgery. Doctors often suggest a low-fiber, low-residue diet after intestinal surgery or colonoscopy prep because it helps the digestive system recover without irritation. 3. Improves comfort for IBS and IBD. People with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, or inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, often find relief as this diet minimizes triggers that worsen their symptoms. 4. Easier meal digestion. By avoiding foods that are hard to digest, like raw veggies, seeds, and whole grains, the stomach processes meals more smoothly. 5. Short-term symptom relief. This diet is usually recommended for the short term. It provides quick comfort during flare UPS or before medical procedures. Remember, while a low-residue diet has many benefits, it's not meant to be followed long-term unless prescribed by a doctor. Over time, fiber is still essential for overall health. Best calorie tracking app for your mobile device. If you are looking for a calorie tracker that is smart, fun, and effortless to use, Calorie Tracker Buddy is your go-to option for mobile wellness. What makes it stand out? Snap and track meals. Just point your phone camera at your plate, tap once, and Buddy scans the meal, estimating calories, macros, and nutritional balance instantly. Real-time calorie and burn tracking, log meals, steps, exercise, and even household activity, all tracked and updated in real time. Goal predictions and instant feedback. See how each meal, snack, or drink moves you toward your goals with clear visual insights. Your virtual health companion, a cute, evolving virtual pet, buddy, that thrives on your healthy habits. Make consistent choices, and watch Buddy level up. Hydration and streak reminders, gentle, playful nudges to drink water, log meals, or stay active without any penalty if you miss. Buddy's just there to motivate. Social sharing and community, celebrate your progress by sharing meals and streaks. Buddy reacts with fun, daily messages that add personality to the experience. Conclusion. A low-residue diet can be an effective short-term eating plan for anyone struggling with digestive issues, recovering from surgery, or preparing for medical procedures. By focusing on a low-fiber, low-residue diet and choosing gentle, easy-to-digest meals, you can reduce bloating, cramping, and discomfort while still maintaining balanced nutrition. The key is to prioritize foods with low-fiber diet options, like white rice, lean proteins, cooked vegetables, and peeled fruits, while avoiding high-fiber foods that strain digestion. At the same time, staying mindful of foods high in fiber and low in carbs ensures you know which items to avoid for smoother digestion. While this diet provides significant relief, it should generally be followed under medical guidance, since fiber is still important for long-term gut health. If you are dealing with ongoing digestive challenges, consult your doctor or a dietitian before making lasting changes. By following the right foods, smart meal planning, and medical advice, a low-residue diet can truly support better digestion, improved comfort, and a smoother recovery journey. FAQ. Can I drink coffee on a low-residue diet? Yes, but it's best to choose decaffeinated coffee or limit your intake. Caffeine can sometimes stimulate the bowels and cause discomfort, so moderation is key. Is a low-residue diet safe for children? A low-residue diet is usually prescribed for adults with specific digestive issues or procedures. For children, it should only be followed under a doctor's supervision, since fiber is important for their growth. How long should I stay on a low-residue diet? This diet is typically recommended for a short period, such as during a flare-up, recovery, or medical prep. Long-term use is not advised unless directed by your doctor. Can I eat desserts on a low-residue diet? Yes, but choose options that are low in fiber, such as plain pudding, custard, ice cream without nuts or seeds, or simple cakes made with refined flour. Avoid desserts with whole grains, dried fruits, or coconut.